welcome to the Actionable Business Nuggets podcast. This is a small business podcast where you learn an actionable strategy to grow your business in less than 3 minutes. I'm your host, Rigda, from actionablebusinesstraining.com. And today is a Wednesday where we're talking about winning professional personal development strategies to grow your business. Before we get started with today's topic, remember that there is an assessment that you can access and figure out, you know, some of the things that you need to do to grow your business. The assessment is available from my website at www.actionablebusinesstraining.com. Just go all the way to the right and there is a link called Start Here. Just hover over that and click on the assessment. Take the 7-minute assessment and we will get together and talk about some of the ways you can grow your business. Now, back to the topic for today, which is your elevator speech. How do you craft a good elevator speech? And one of the most important things that I've learned about an elevator speech is make sure your speech is about somebody and not about your business. Now, I know that's hard because elevator speeches, by definition, are talking about what do you do and what does your business do. But we've all been in a situation where we get too excited talking about our businesses and we forget that there's a person on the other end who has to listen to what we're talking about. And we've also been on the other side of the equation where, you know, we've all gone to networking events or met somebody at a seminar who's just so interested in talking about their business and is giving you the whole spiel about how their business is the most amazing thing since sliced bread, and all you can think of is, I do not care. The reason we think that usually is because when we talk to people about our business, we're usually talking at them instead of talking to them. So a great elevator speech is to first figure out what does this person listening to me want? What are some of their needs and how can I connect what I do in my business to some of their needs? And, you know, it's not that difficult to do. If you're talking with a prospect, you know, who's just starting out their businesses and you offer, you know, say marketing services, it's very easy for you to say, well, instead of saying I'm a marketing consultant, you might want to say, you know, I help people who are new in business just like you set up a marketing plan for their first 90 days in business so they get started on the right track. Customize your elevator speech if you want people to listen to you and if you want results from your elevator speech. If you don't want any results, just go ahead and tell them about your company and make it as boring as possible. But we all know we're going for the results. And when you're going for the results, make sure you know the person who's listening to you or the audience who's listening to you and cater your elevator speech to fit to your audience. Solve a problem in your elevator speech. It's just like sales. You're trying to convince people that your business is worth listening to, your business is worth knowing of. This is the Actionable Business Nuggets podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow.